John Jessop.
From Cats in Space, Greg, hello, mate.
Hello, John, how are you?
I'm very well, mate, yeah. I'm a little bit, most probably a bit cooler than what you are.
I think you probably are, but it was nice that you played a song for our bass player, Jeff Brown, just then. That's a nice request. He'll love that.
So how are you, pal?
Yeah, good. Just, wading through the madness, as everybody else in the world seems to be doing at the moment. But, yeah, we're getting there. We're still kind of all systems go, as always, you know, in the studio, recording and planning things and getting things ready for hopefully when we can get back out there. And obviously we've got the Rock and Blues Festival in Derby next Saturday.
Yes.
Which is going to be, well, our first show with Damien and our first show for about 20 years, it feels like.
I bet Damien's looking forward to it, isn't he, Greg?
I think he is, yeah. I think he's very excited. I mean, obviously, he's been quite kind of lively on all the social media, and people have heard him and they've seen the stream and stuff like that, but obviously no one's actually seen the lineup of the band live, so yeah, we're really looking forward to it. We can't wait to get into the rehearsals next week and bash out the tunes again.
I know, yeah. I mean, I was looking at the gig guide that you've got going at the moment. I noticed that the TIV's gone on Buckley, but you're going to Lancaster.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to Lancaster at the Grand Theatre, which is the 27th of August. I think it's the first date of the tour, actually. Yeah, because I think we do that one, then we go and do the Stone Dead Festival the day after. So, yeah, bit of a weird one. The tour starts, then it does the festival, then it carries on again.
But, I know.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. Great venue, apparently.
Yes, I believe so, mate. Yeah. And, I'll have to say, you know, because I'm not blowing smoke in your face, but congratulations on the Greatest Hits album, because it is so good, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, as we've kind of mentioned, I kind of feel a little bit pompous kind of doing the Greatest Hits when we've not really had any hits, but it was originally just a marketing promo kind of tool that we was going to use to get the band out into Europe. And obviously with the lineup change, we wanted to try and have a fresh start with everything that's gone with COVID and the lockdown and everything. So we thought we need to put a new thing out there. So Damien just recorded a load of the old songs just purely for that.
Yeah.
And then in the end we thought, well, you know, I reckon some of our lot might like to hear that. You know, and I know there's the kind of people out there that don't like tinkering with the history and that, and I'm a firm believer in that myself, to be fair, but we just felt it was quite a good thing to do, and if people didn't like us doing it, then sorry, you know, we'll do it again kind of thing. But it's necessary for us moving forward to re-establish the band as it is now without any confusion. So
well, yeah.
I think
I tell you now, Greg, it's been well received by looking at all the Cats fans anyway.
Yeah, I think so far so good. Obviously they haven't heard some of the tracks on the album yet. I mean, like the reworking of Scarecrow,
yes,
for instance,
yeah,
and Twilight and things like that, all the kind of bonus songs on the single. And yeah, there's some really cool versions, and we have kind of remixed it a little bit, but we've still kept it very much close to the originals. But there's a few sonic little issues that we found that we could have improved on, like, you know, a bit more of a drum sound here and there and a few guitars, whatever. And yeah, it's worked out really well. And Damien was so quick with the vocals. I mean, he's such a quick singer in the studio, it's frightening. I mean, it's lightning in a bottle with him. You've got to get him in about 15 minutes and he's done. It's scary, you know, he's that good.
Blimey. So listen, yeah. you two lads are coming up to our penthouse studio.
We are, yes, we are. That's a bit of an exclusive because we've kept that under wraps till now. But yeah, we're going to come up. Me and Dames are going to come up and live in the studio, exclusive, just me and him bashing out on an acoustic and see where we go with it. Really, we haven't kind of got any master plan for it, but we'll do a few tunes.
Absolutely,
like we did at the live stream. We did a couple and it worked really well. So
yeah.
Yeah, we thought we can't pay you guys a visit because obviously you've been so supportive of us over the years and. As everything, you know, you hardly get to meet people in the radio stations because it's all done over the phone. So it's nice to come up there and visit Liverpool.
Yeah.
I've been there for ages.
And I think Steve Dinn's coming with you, isn't he?
Apparently, yeah. But he's on the black, isn't he?
He'll be on the phone to you very soon. You know, Greg saying, "Well, if you need a bass player, you know, when you're playing up there, you know." And
I know he's trying to get you to play "Walking on a High Wire" by Marseille. Steve, let it go, mate. Actually, that's a really good tune. I'd highly recommend it. Of course,
I know. Yeah, I'm still waiting for him. Right. I'm still waiting for him, Greg. And he's promised me this, and I said it to Henry Priestman yesterday from the Christians. He's been promising me their version of Kites by Simon Dupree, and he's been promising me that version from Marseille.
Really?
And, you know, it's just...
That's a classic. That's a classic tune, that is.
It is, isn't it?
It's funny, because someone recommended that to us a while ago, saying we should do a cover of it, but unfortunately, if we did every cover that everybody recommended to us, we'd have about, you know, 10 album box set, you know. So, luckily, I'm still writing, so we're okay.
I'm just going to say to you then, Greg, you know, once you're up here, you know, and you do a couple of tracks and that, you know, I can most probably gaffer tape to a chair then, you know, and sort of say, well, you know, have we got new stuff coming out this year, or are you going to leave it all to next year?
Well, with Diamond, the problem we've got, and this is another thing that's been stressful, is the manufacturing of vinyl is so crazy right now around the world, because there's so limited pressing availability that everything's getting pushed further and further back. So unfortunately, it looks like our Diamond's vinyl is going to be delayed further than the CD.
Wow.
So that, because of that, we're now having to be very mindful of the next album, which obviously we're recording at the minute.
Yes.
And so I've already got the plan for next year in place. So there's no way we could even dream of getting a new album out this year, even if we wanted to. So, but we will have it out for the early summer next year, with a single to lead in the spring, hopefully. So we've got other things that we got lined up before then, Christmas, and there's going to be some exciting stuff coming up. So not giving too much away.
No.
We have got a full... and something very, very special coming out for Christmas.
Yeah, and like a different Christmas single?
Yes, very possibly. I can't say no more than that, but I can say it will take the rooftops off.
Brilliant, mate.
It's really, really special, and it's something I've always wanted to do since I first heard the song, let's say.
Fabulous.
So we're going to be doing that this Christmas. We've got it all planned. And obviously, that's going to see us into the new year. Then we'll be planning the next album, which is... we're full steam ahead in that. We're off to Rack Studios in London in a couple of weeks' time to start recording the drums and bass and stuff like that. So we're going on to Hallow Turf to record this time, which is a new thing for us.
Yeah. Well, look, mate, I know you've got a busy afternoon and you're sweltering in the car, and I appreciate your time, mate. but I will see you in a couple of weeks up here in our penthouse.
Can't wait, John. We're really looking forward to it, and hopefully we'll get all the Cats fans tuning into it, and me and Damien will try and knock out some tunes for you.
I know you'll knock out some brilliant stuff, mate, and we're looking forward to you. And, you know, even if Steve Dinwood is, you know, somewhere on the back of a chain of your jeans, mate, he'll get into it as well, you know.
I'll get him singing, mate.
Oh, I know. Yeah. No problem at all. Greg, you take care, my mate.
And you too. See you very soon.
Yeah. Bye-bye, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There we go, Greg Hart from Cats in Space, and there you heard it, 2 weeks' time or thereabouts. I'll give you the exact date. 2/5 of Cats in Space going to be live in our studio here in Liverpool Live, and Greg is one of them, and Damien is the other. So there you go, two great members of Cats in Space going to be live in Liverpool Live and performing live with acoustics. How good is that?
The music you know, the city you love. This is Liverpool Live.